So I've talked at length today. I'm wearing out poor Calder's identity voice, and it's time for a little Marab. So let's put on some music and take a deep breath as we enter into the Marab. Marab is a shift of consciousness. It's a time where we don't have to think, and I don't have to do so much talking, and we'll just allow consciousness to shift. Let's take a good deep breath in our Marab today. The Marab is about letting go of the identity. Letting go of the identity, and or let's call it welcoming the new identity, which is the I am. You've done enough letting go of stuff. Let's welcome now the new identity. And the identity isn't just the refined, superior human, no. The human kind of steps back off to the side and says, I am so much more than just the human. The human power itself, the power that the human tried to accumulate to be in its identity, suddenly it dissolves, goes away. And the human realizes it doesn't need its power anymore. It doesn't need to be in that comfortable coffin of identification. The human realizes that there's so much more to itself. Let's take a deep breath and just allow that. It's very typical of somebody being on the spiritual path to make it all about their humanness. And they're trying to enlighten the human, which just doesn't happen. It's about the human coming to the place where they can allow that there is much more to them than just the human. The human is simply a facet of all that you are. As a human shines their light, it illuminates all these other facets to who they are. Let's take a deep breath and allow that shift of identity in yourself, that opening to all that you truly are. Again, not trying to aggrandize the human, but to open up to all of you, your energy, your soul, your wisdom, your potentials, your multidimensional self. I barely even mentioned that before. There are multidimensional parts of you that are experiencing in other realms as well. It's time to open up to all those things, no longer just being that tight human identity. That human identity is striving for a little bit more intelligence, a little bit more youth, a little bit more money. No, let's let that go. We're not trying to pump up the human. We're letting the human open to all the other parts of itself. And as always, it's natural. It's a natural thing. But it occurs a lot more gracefully when you just take a deep breath and allow. Identity is changing, as it rightfully should. No longer tightly compressed, held back even by just the human self. The human now joining with the divine, with the master. The human joining now with its multi-dimensional selves. The human realizing that it is a facet of something far, far more expansive. It's a facet of something that is truly sovereign and free. It's not necessarily about the human having freedom, but it's about the human recognizing the freedom and the sovereignty that exists in the I am, in the whole of itself, or the wholeness of itself. This identity is changing. The human is going to rebel a little bit. It's going to feel odd and awkward at times, but the human then takes its rightful position within the totalness of the I am. The human realizes that it doesn't need power anymore. And it actually really never did. It doesn't need to try to protect its identity, because it's something, it's part of something far, far more expansive. The human isn't trying to be divine. The human is acknowledging the divinity of the soul. The human isn't trying to be wisdom, but the human is simply acknowledging the wisdom that's inherent in all of itself. The human isn't trying to be mystical, but it's realizing the very mystical parts of itself, its soul, its I am. The human doesn't have to do these things. The human can take a deep breath and truly allow the identity that is so painstakingly, so meticulously, and sometimes so harshly put together for himself, and let that identity go. When I was a young man, maybe 12, 13 years old, when I was in Transylvania, being educated there with a small group of other children, at that age of about 12, one of the most difficult but beautiful experiences and things I had to learn was to let go of my identity. All that I had built over, well, 12 years of life, but really all over many lifetimes. It was difficult because you feel like you're betraying yourself or you're losing yourself. The very things that you'd worked on so carefully crafting about yourself, you were being asked to let go. Not to deny, but simply to let go. Once I had done that, and I realized that the human identity, as the human would try to shape it, is not truth. It is not truth, and it is not sovereignty. The human identity is, at best, an act of consciousness, and at worst, an abomination. an abomination of truth and of the wholeness of the being of oneself. Once I freed myself from my identity, then I was free to know myself, all parts of myself. I was free then to have acts of consciousness without creating a very overly defined identity. I was able to really shift and change my act, my identity anytime. I was truly free of the bondage of an identity. Let's take a good deep breath as we now enter this next beautiful phase. The transformation, the expansion of the identity, and the coming of the awareness that all that you really are. And in doing so, continue to shine your light without agenda on the planet. Continue to shine your light. Whether you do it once a day, whether you just do it once in a while, whatever pleases you, but shine your light, be conscious and aware of it, without agenda, for the world needs it right now, and they want it. Shine your light, and then, later on, look to see how it's affected the planet, how it affects this conflict of power that's taking place right now. Look how just a little bit of light, it has a way of transforming power. With that, my dear friends, special thanks to all of the Shambra on the other side who gathered together for this day. They say they miss the shouds, they miss this time together, but they still tune in. They tune in on the other realms. And more than anything, they miss you. Let's take a deep breath together as we bring this shoud to an end. I am all that I am. I am Adamus. And don't forget, no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on, all is well in all of creation. Thank you.